All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from the United Center, we are 1 week out from Hard Day's Night. And another major shakeup from this past week is Haku has declined an extension offer on his contract, saying that he does not want to have anything else to do with the PWA right now because of the travesty of the six-pack challenge match last week. But we move on. We got over the York Foundation not being here anymore. We'll get over Haku not being here anymore. But what do we have? We have Terry Taylor facing off against Rick Martel. We have the final of the Interstate 74 tournament with Brooklyn Brawler facing off against Jimmy Golden. We have Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. And then tonight's main event is the Nightmares facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs one more time. So what are we going to do? We're going to get to the action here. Friday night in Kankakee, we had Gentleman Chris Adams defeat Terry Taylor. Iron Mike Sharp and Living Legend Larry Zbysko fought to a double disqualification. Too Cool defeated the Rock and Roll RPMs. And then Jerry the King Lawler defeated Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin in a non-title match. Saturday night in DeKalb at Northern Illinois University, we had Barry Horowitz defeat Lieutenant James Earl Wright. Devin Storm defeated Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Italian Stallion defeated Brooklyn Brawler. And Terry Funk defeated Farouk in the main event. Great lineups there. But we also have a good lineup tonight. Opening up, Beastie Lou Marconi facing off against Barry Horowitz. Horowitz continues his momentum in the PWA, having almost made it to the Interstate 74 tournament final later tonight. Marconi gives him a good match, but Horowitz comes out on top with a rolling reverse cradle for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 3 seconds. Your winner is Barry Horowitz. Next match has Terry Taylor facing off against Rick the Model Martel. And Taylor and Martel have a great match. Both men seek to show themselves as top contenders for the Illinois heavyweight title. Dylan and Sunshine both take advantage of opportunities to insert themselves into the match. Sunshine trips Taylor as he hits the ropes. Martel takes control of the match with a front face lock. A few minutes later, Dylan wedges a chair between the top and middle turnbuckle pads in the corner. Taylor tosses Martel headfirst into the chair before nailing him with the flying 4-5 arm for the pin in a time of 28 minutes, 50 seconds. Your winner is Terry Taylor. Now that long-awaited tournament final, at least I think these guys have been waiting for it, we have Brooklyn Brawler and Jimmy Golden for a shot at Doug Gilbert's title next week. Let's take a look at the tournament so far and see how we got here. Both men have had a bye in the tournament thanks to several draws that have taken place. Brooklyn Brawler defeated Beastie Lou Marconi and Reggie B. Fine to get to the final. Jimmy Golden defeated Ken Wayne and Barry Horowitz. So now we get here, Brawler and Golden fight each other tooth and nail. Brawler lives up to his name as he outlasts Golden. He gets the pin by countering the Brainbuster with an inside cradle in a time of 7 minutes, 35 seconds. Your new number one contender for the Interstate 74 title is Brooklyn Brawler. Doug Gilbert rushes the ring as soon as the match is over. Doug nails Brawler with the title belt, laying him out cold. He threatens Golden, but he thinks better of it and leaves the ring. So you've got Doug Gilbert trying to make a cheap shot at the new challenger, but doesn't want to deal with Jimmy Golden. Not sure what that bodes for the Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and the Stud Stable, but we'll find that out later, if there's anything there. All right, next match has Too Cool facing off against State Patrol, and Too Cool has a quick squash match against State Patrol. Scott Taylor picking up the pin on Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker after the worm in a time of 2 minutes, 3 seconds. The second of our four massive tag team matches tonight has one of the more popular tag teams in older days against a team only put together for the Round Robin tournament this spring. International heavyweight champion Austin Idol, or I should say former international heavyweight champion Austin Idol, and Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons joined forces once again to battle Billy Graham and the former number one contender for the American heavyweight title, and Italian Stallion, who has been making a name for himself in the Illinois division. The match starts out great with some quick moves by Stallion, but Idol and Iceman's chemistry wins the day as Idol gets the pin on Stallion after a superplex in a time of 7 minutes, 12 seconds. Your winners are Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. The former international tag team champions come back to the PWA and find themselves in the ring with the Gilbert brothers. The teams battle each other longer than most fans thought it would last. Eddie and Doug put up a great fight. They look to make a point that they should be considered for a shot at the American or international tag team titles. When the Acolytes gain control of the match for several minutes as they isolate Doug, Eddie gets a fireball ready for Bradshaw. Bradshaw ducks and the fireball hits Doug squarely in the face. Bradshaw takes Eddie out of the ring with a vicious clothesline from hell over the top rope. Brooklyn Brawler rushes down to the ring as Doug rolls out to the floor. The Acolytes distract Randy Anderson as Brawler tosses Doug into the ring steps before rolling him back into the ring. Eddie comes around the ring and nails Brawler with a running clothesline, but Bradshaw powerbombs Doug for the pin in the ring. Your winners are the Acolytes in a time of 26 minutes, 7 seconds. Our main event tonight has two former Illinois Tag Team Champions squaring off as the Nightmares face off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. These two have had their battles over the last year plus, and this match is just a continuation of those battles. Mike Davis gets the pin on Danny Davis after a swinging neckbreaker in a time of 15 minutes, 53 seconds. Dylan grabs the microphone after the match and declares that the RPMs are ready for a title shot against Iron Mike Sharp and Devin Storm, but they keep ducking a real challenge. Tommy Lane challenges Too Cool to come down to the ring and put their number one contendership on the line. Too Cool isn't worthy of their shot next week, as the rest of the stud stable showed last week. Danny Davis takes the microphone and refuses the challenge. He says they may have a case, but the booking committee is not changing any title matches for next week's Hard Day's Night. However, Danny is ready to make a change on the rest of the card. He is removing the RPMs from the match with Kerry Von Erich and Arn Anderson. They will now face the Gorgeous Gentlemen, who are a much more suited match for the caliber of those guys than the RPMs. The RPMs attack the Nightmares again. The rest of the stud stable comes down to the ring and attacks the Nightmares. Billy Graham and Italian Stallion come down to even up the odds. The episode ends as Sunshine's men stand tall, having sent the stud stable out of the ring. All right, we are 1 week out from Hard Day's Night, and it is going to be a great card. Like I said, it is also Pro Wrestling America versus Hawkeye Championship Wrestling. So you've got now the international heavyweight and tag team champions in Hawkeye. Will they be there next week? Will they make an appearance? You're going to have to find out, because that's next week, not this week. So until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We'll see you next week.